The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight's guest, Kareem Jackson. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Here we are, Texans Late Night, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu, Season 2, Episode 1. We're back.
Seems like just yesterday that we were sitting on shorter chairs, and now we've got new digs.
New
digs. Exciting, right, guys?
Audience, what do you think of our new environment here? Pretty good, huh? Okay, this is the way to do it. It's Texans Late Night, and you know this is a show that's about hardcore football. I'm lying.
We're going to have fun.
We have Kareem Jackson on the show tonight.
Who's always good for a few laughs.
Always good.
He might appear more than once
on the program, by the way. So stick around for that. Now, a lot has happened this week. We've got the opener tomorrow against the Kansas City Chiefs, Liberty Whiteout. We'll get into that a little bit more later. But busy week for your Texans, including, sadly, the final episode of one show called Hard Knocks.
Season finale, Hard Knocks crew has left the building. I asked Bill O'Brien if he was a little bit sad about seeing them all go.
Probably in my 45 years, probably one of the best days of my life. Next to the birth of my children and my wedding, I guess. No offense to Hard Knocks, though.
So not exactly disappointed, huh?
So you're saying he's happy to see them go, other than the birth of his children and wedding day.
Yeah.
This was the happiest day for him.
That Bill O'Brien, you know, you think about this, you're having conversations in your office, really difficult ones with players that you want to cut, and the cameras are rolling, they're recording everything you're saying. I got to imagine that was very tough for the coaches to deal with, obviously for the players who got released as well, but it was a tremendous run for the show.
It was a lot of fun to watch, don't you think? I mean, we saw a lot of this stuff behind the scenes, but I really liked how much attention it brought to the players that normally wouldn't get any attention.
Hey, the fans love – fans, did you love Hard Knocks? Did you love Hard Knocks?
Yes.
I told you. All right. Obviously, everybody's at DEF CON whatever this week with the Chiefs coming in here tomorrow. But J.J. Watt, is he distracted about something? Well, when he met with the media this week, well, just take a look. This is our break check, pump the brakes moment of the week.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It looks delicious. But I can't tell. The one on the left looks like it might be vegetarian.
That's Ben's burger at Fuddruckers.
It's a what?
It's a Fuddruckers. It's Ben Jones's.
Is there a burger on it? The left one doesn't look like it has a patty. Is Ben eating them?
Ben's already eaten them. That's his burger at
Fuddruckers. I have to test that out.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, J.J. loves food. We know that. Remember the scene in Hard Knocks where he's going over the recipe? Well, Vince Wilfork is going over the recipe that his wife made, that sunk bread or whatever, and J.J. was all into it out of the practice field.
You know where J.J. can get more Fuddruckers burgers? Tuesday nights at the Dwayne Brown Show, which also premiered this week. He can come out and have all the burgers he wants and watch Texans radio.
Nice
shameless plug.
Okay, clearly that was a fun moment from this week. Now, we mentioned Liberty Whiteout, so what's going on tomorrow?
A really special halftime performance, 25th anniversary of Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison. They'll be performing, and our guest, Kareem Jackson, really digs Belle Biv DeVoe.
Hey fans, this Sunday, make sure you wear white to the game. And at halftime, stay in your seats, because Belle Biv DeVoe is coming.
I love Belle Biv DeVoe. You know, I have every one of their albums. Wait, did they have albums back then? They did have albums. Was that on vinyl or what?
Okay, don't lie. Is this the first time you've ever heard of BBD?
No. I know. Come on. I know Poison. Everybody knows that
song. I don't know,
song.
Audience. What do you think? It's right. Not really in the rock and roll genre of music.
No, come on. I know that stuff.
I'd like to see Kareem Jackson perform that whole song. That's a performance in itself.
We can ask him about that later. Now, I'm super excited about that, and I'm excited about Men's Health Magazine. No, I'm really not. But I'll tell you who is. The ladies in the audience here. Right, ladies? You excited about Men's Health? Because guess who is on the cover of Men's Health Magazine? And, you know, he looks, I would say he looks pretty good. You know, I'm a guy and I'm secure enough to say that. J.J. Watt on the
pretty
cover.
Pretty good.
Oh,
that's
wait a minute.
Not J.J. Watt.
It's the general, John McClane, on the cover of Men's Health magazine. You know, it's amazing how deceiving clothing can be. The general really working out a lot lately, so he just absolutely looks fantastic. Do we have? There's the real thing. There's J.J. Watt. How about a hand for J.J. on the cover? Awesome stuff.
If it's a month that ends in J.J. Watt's on the cover of something.
On the cover of something, yeah. That was our late night special with him last year where he's on the cover of all these different magazines.
Well, something else that we've got really new and exciting for season two. Last year we did What's in Your Locker. This year we've got something a little bit different. It's called Would You Rather, and it's brought to you by Wingstop. Take a look.
Would you rather see a romantic comedy with Bill O'Brien or attend a poetry reading with Arian Foster?
Probably a romantic comedy with Bill O'Brien. I'm sure that would be pretty comical.
God, both of those sound terrible. I'd probably go with Arian. Yeah, I don't know how that would be with Bill.
I'd attend a poetry reading with Arian. That doesn't sound too bad. I like poetry.
Definitely, I'm gonna have to go with Arian. Yeah, that'd be a little bit more fun. And I mean, he's in the locker room, you know, spitting bars anyway, so you get a little bit of it while you're in the locker room with him.
I don't want to go anywhere with Bill O'Brien, especially after I leave here. I don't want to see or talk to him again. No, I was just playing. Probably the poetry, though.
Oh, I'm going to see Arian. No offense to OB.
I'm kicking it with Bill. I'm not going to do no poetry. Not a chance. I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. At least I'll get a laugh.
Share popcorn?
Heck yeah. As long as it's got some butter on it.
Watching a romantic comedy with your head coach, I mean, that's just a little weird, but I think going to a poetry reading with Arian, I think that's kind of right up his alley, so I think I'd probably get something out of that.